one of the fundamental shortcomings that we face when we look at the literary evidence for early Rome is the fact that the evidence is so late and conveys a portrait of early Rome that is strongly reminiscent of what we know about late Republican Rome, about the Rome of the second, late second or first century BC. The risk of anachronism, in other words, is very strong. The risk that people in the late Republic use the history of the early Rome, of the monarchic or early Republican period, in order to justify, legitimize their choices is very strong. And there is also a chronological feature of the whole tradition on early Rome that I think is worth pointing out. It's quite instructive. As, well, everybody knows, I suppose, Rome traditionally is supposed to have had seven kings during a monarchic period that allegedly began in 753 BC and ended in, well, 510, 509 BC. So we're looking at essentially two centuries and a half. Now, some people have looked into this issue, and apparently there is no safe historical, solid historical evidence for the existence of a royal dynasty that managed to produce seven kings in a space of two centuries and a half. They are just impossibly longevous kings. This very fact in itself is sufficient to disprove the validity of an important part of the literary tradition on early Rome. Quite a lot of the provisos that apply to the literary evidence for early Rome also apply to any attempt to reconstruct the history of the early Republic on the basis of the literary tradition.